Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
what up, Brett?
What's good, brother B?
What's up? Not much, not much. What's going on, everybody? It is Big Red, brother B in the house once again with another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What up, what up? What's up? How you doing,
Red?
What's going on?
I'm good.
I'm trying to
maintain and keep my composure.
Well, who bothers you? Who messes with you?
Humans.
Oh.
You want to know? Humans. Period.
That ain't gonna stop. That ain't gonna stop at all.
If the zombie apocalypse come in and stop now.
It still ain't gonna. Listen, you've been watching the Walking Dead longer than I have. And you even noticed, and what I find interesting about The Walking Dead, in my opinion, is that it's interesting how, all right, so the world is just run by zombies, yet the little bit of humans that still remain human are actually fighting
right.
each other. I think that's the most dumbest thing. But it's not like the show is not genius. You know, I think there's other subliminals to it, too. But the fact that it just reflects life and kind of what's going on nowadays.
Right, absolutely. Because, you know, basically, a virus broke out, and that's why that happened. And unfortunately, it's like you said, it's like humans have to fight other humans. But, you know, once again, just like you said, it's just like what's happening now. Same thing. It's nothing really different. Just that we don't. Well, we do have zombies walking around.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We got a whole bunch of zombies walking around, you know.
Exactly.
So, basically, yeah, we got to fight each other. We're fighting for territory and, you know, who's better than who and, you know, so.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Right. So, you know the internet be winning nowadays. Heavy. So I'm watching something. Somebody posted. Now this is a big girl, and I gotta give her props because she was holding it. Damn, big girl grabbed up two chicks, three. So it's three chicks all together, but the big girl got two of the girls, and they trying to like mash her up, but it's not working. Trying to mash up big girl up, but it's not working. So and they somewhat kind of they ain't no small chicks either, but they're fighting over toilet paper. Yo,
I've seen that.
They're fighting over toilet paper. Over toilet paper. Yo, listen. Let me tell you something. And once again, this is just my opinion. You know, people going out of control, getting all crazy about the coronavirus thing. Listen, I understand. You know that it is, you know, serious to some, even more serious to others. But the thing is, you got to educate yourself. And going to Dollar Tree and Family Dollar and these places and buying out all the hand sanitizer and all the cleaning agents and stuff like that, I mean, it's going to help clean your house. Because apparently no one must have been cleaning their house before because the shelves was already stocked with clean stuff, but now all of a sudden everybody buying it up. So that means your ass was dirty before. The thing is this. I'm just saying, your little asses was dirty before. Y'all wasn't buying all this stuff up now. I mean, then. So you're buying it up now. So now you want to clean your house? You should have been cleaning that shit before. But this is my thing. You're doing all this for what? You still got to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You still got to deal with people. I mean, what's the main thing? People with compromised immune systems. That's why people who have any type of sickness or disease that compromises their immune system you know, which means your immune system is not that strong to fight off certain things, you need to be on guard and have, you know, concern. You know, the elderly, you know what I'm saying? This is also affecting them as well. And my whole thing is, listen, educate yourself before you go out there and start doing stupidness or spreading stupidness. You know what I'm saying? You don't get your information
on the
internet. Well, of course not.
That's the problem. That's the whole problem.
You're gonna go to this
information from there.
Yeah.
Please.
It had to be you, Ron, with all the background noise. Where you at? Chinese restaurant?
Show it. Oh, wow.
I'm in a Chinese restaurant now.
Wow.
I knew
that.
Maybe you went Walmart buying up all the hand sanitizer.
Nah, unless he's going to fight for the toilet paper. He's a big dude. He can knock people out, cut people out over some toilet paper now.
Yeah, damn right I will. Me and James Brown, shit.
But nah, I mean, people need to educate themselves.
Yeah.
People need to educate themselves. Like, don't go out there.
Internet.
Yeah, but if you're going to get it from the internet, go to the CDC website and then find out what's going on from there. Because, I mean, like, I've been discussing with other people, and it's true. Listen, you got heart disease, you got diabetes, you got strokes, you got all of the types of stuff killing people, thousands of people across the country a day. But yet we're focusing on this. It's not to say it's not serious, but once again, you need to take care of yourself.
It's the hot topic.
And take care of others around you. That's all.
It's the hot topic for now.
Yeah,
I feel
it's
like
the hot topic now. But remember what happened with Ebola?
What happened with all of that stuff, you don't hear about it no more. Nothing. You hear nothing about it.
It's election season. Let me tell you how you don't hear about something. How they say something. Oh, we got Gap sandals on sale. We got Gap sandals on sale, and they do it every year. They do it every year, the same time every year, or every 2 years. You know what I mean? Same thing. All these diseases have patents on them, U.S. patents. So you know where they come from. Why would you need a patent on a disease?
Because it's made.
You know what I mean? I'm like, why would you need a patent? No. Listen. You have a patent on the way they make a cell phone. They make a cell phone a certain way. All right? But if you're going to sell it in America, you need a U.S. patent on it. You need a U.S. patent, just to protect what you created. So you're saying you need a patent on a disease because somebody else will create it? That's what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Somebody else is going to make money off of it?
Of course.
Well, it's an economic thing because look what they're doing. The travel bans, and now you could get a flight for like $2. you could get on a plane for $2. To go in, it's like it's an economic thing, and it's you know.
It's like what is it, like 40? What was that thing? $44 to go from New York to North Carolina? It's $56.
$56 now.
Listen. $56. $66. She said $66 to go from New York to North Carolina round trip.
I'll go there just to have lunch and come back.
Jeez. I will go there. Me and my brother was cool. I go there. So it's like
we go down there, come back.
The cruises, they don't look. They like it's just like it's crazy because now it's the cruises, it's the plane, it's this, it's that. What they don't want you going nowhere.
Well, listen. What goes up must come down. I remember with when Ebola was the baddest thing out. They wanted to blame Africa and talk about black people was having sex with monkeys and all this and that. Well, you know,
and only like 1,000 people, or 1,000 or 4,000 black people had Ebola.
But wait a minute. And Ebola knocked you out in like 3 days. But when the black doctor had it, he died. But when the white doctor had it, all of a sudden they had a cure. And then after that, you ain't hear about it no more.
White people, man. I don't fuck with them, man. Like, I started working in Brooklyn. And this is after 3 days. Six days? I got sick. No, but and I'm in Williamsburg.
And it's nothing. And see, the whole thing is nothing. It's like it's nothing. It's nothing against, you know, like other people per se. But like I said, it's not my story. It's the story that was that. Like I said, the black doctor had it. He died. But when the white doctor had it, all of a sudden they had a cure, and then you ain't never hear about it. So, you know, my whole thing is this. You know, it is what it is. It is what it is for now. And, you know, I truly believe, and which Lady T is probably going to correct me, I think that what's going to happen is they're going to just let it rock out. It's probably going to mess up the summer. But, you know, gas prices, I saw some gas prices that were real nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, if this goes to Memorial Day weekend, which is supposed to be, like, the biggest weekend that sets off the summer, then, yo.
Oh, no, it ain't gonna do that, because the germ dissipates, evaporates, or whatever, during warm season, during the warm weather. Meaning, they've tested this already. How do you know what?
Of course.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? So I'm like, I can't believe.
Yep.
My man used to say, don't believe nothing the crackers say.
I was thinking, LeVar, I was thinking that, you know, Trump was gonna come out of nowhere and just say, "Boom, we got a cure," and the next, you know,
they already got it.
But he has to say it, and then people believe him, and then it's like, yeah, give him 4 more years because he did it. Lady T. Because just like he's blaming Obama for not being prepared. Like, Lady T, what do you think about that?
I don't know about this one.
They're
talking about combating it with the flu shot. It's not the flu. That's what we don't understand. There was a guy that went via satellite that got off of one of the cruise ships. So he spoke to, like, I think it was Channel 4, you know, News in the Morning or whatever. So he explained when they get off that cruise ship that they didn't have, like, anything for them other than Gatorade. You understand what I'm saying? So obviously they don't even have an antibiotic or anything to combat it yet. So I don't know.
I bet you rich people, like, really, really, really rich people, they ain't worried about that.
Some of the rich people are dying. What you talking about? No.
I'm talking about, listen to me. I'm talking about really rich people. I ain't talking about them niggas in Hollywood. Them niggas got 30 million here. They got 50 million. I'm talking about the nigga that his grandfather owns a Federal Reserve Bank. His grandmother helped build the CDC in Georgia. You dig what I'm saying? That them type. Don't go here. Don't go over that zone. These are hot zones. We're going over here. Some shit about to happen, and they get alerted.
Look at it like this. So what they say, if you quarantine yourself, you stay in the house for like 14 days, which to some people might be, hey, I take me a nice little 14-day break off of work. This is what it is. But you stay in the house for 14 days, and then it's supposed to just like you said, it's supposed to dissipate.
Let me tell you something.
I heard it's supposed to be shutting down the school.
A certain school. What young nigga
Certain school.
under 40. Listen, under 40. Over 17 is going to stay in the house for 14 days. And they got no money. Broke.
I don't know no woman
that can steal for 14 hours. Much less 14 days. Come on, man.
Once again, hey,
but
y'all, lady,
you didn't hear that?
I know. I was doing the math on it. I was trying to do the math, counting the coins that's going to be lost. But
niggas, ain't got no money. And your whole thing is to go outside to get money. And you know, they did all that shit after tax season.
Well, allegedly,
it's
too much. So you know, Negroes ain't got no money saved but $500.
Yeah, well, they ain't buying no cars this season.
Because a lot of people in the last 4 years, a lot of people they got less on tax season. So you telling me because of Corona, the Queen's virus from Corona Queens, you telling me that these guys got money? To sit on, I can go 30 days without working. Yes. No. Who the fuck you think you're talking to?
Well, look at it like this. You know, this too shall pass, man. It's all, you know, capitalize it off how you can. If you got some money, buy you some stock. You know, stuff is dropping out.
I gotta disagree with you on that.
Why?
See, the very thing of the coronavirus, the very thing is to cause you to spend money which you normally wouldn't spend on something. The whole thing is a money shift. Anytime. So I wouldn't invest in nothing other than if you're going to invest in
cough medicine?
No, family. You got to invest in family. This is what I'm saying. If I invest in stock, how about utilizing that time?
Utilize your time that you do have off if you are home for a week to think about your game plan to get back on from this money that you won't have.
You're right. That sounds good. They ain't thinking that deep.
But
they
ain't exactly. They ain't gonna think about that.
But I feel you, Lady T.
But they ain't thinking that deep.
Let me tell you something.
Was some Jacques Cousteau expedition type.
Let me tell you, on the surface in a little wood boat. Let me tell you who's really suffering out of this. Is the Chinese people are suffering. You know why they're suffering? Because they practice group economics. When they practice group economics, this is hurting them. This is hurting them individually. This is hurting them as a group. Because it came, they said that it came from out of them. This is chemical warfare that carried over. And anybody connected to the Chinese people on a certain level, you know what I mean, is in contact with them, they spread the shit. You understand what I'm saying? So you haven't seen any black people. You haven't seen any black people get connected with this shit yet. So that remains to be seen. But what happens is we need to practice group economics. See, because we run around here like chickens with our heads off because we're so dependent on white people. We don't know what to do because we're so dependent on them. See,
well,
now we
you
know
that to, when that's gonna stop.
You know what I mean?
When that's gonna stop?
When you have stuff like this, this is like a think tank type shit. When you have these calls like this, what is we gonna do? And this is like, what is we gonna do? You know what I mean?
And we're gonna do the same thing. It's sad. We're gonna do the same thing we've been doing. Go buy some sneakers. Go buy some jeans. Go to the club, pop a couple of bottles.
No, see, that's wrong. That's wrong knowledge. There's nothing wrong with buying sneakers. But the whole
who do you buy
sneakers from? That's what you're thinking. Yeah. Who do you buy sneakers from? You know, it's not going to the club, but whose club do you support? You know what I mean? That's all that is. Focus. We not focused where we spend our money. And it starts from home. Not to blame the women, but most women, when it comes to spending a dollar, most men follow women. I keep
most men follow women.
Most men follow
yeah,
women when it comes to spending
dollars. They do.
When it comes to spending dollars.
Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, explain
ladies,
that. Elaborate
ladies,
on that.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Ron. Lady C.
Let's shake it up. Let's shake it up a little bit. Let's shake it up.
Hold on. This is not the first time I said that, Lady T. This is not the first time I said that.
I never heard you say that, but break it down.
What do I mean by that?
I
said it last night when the question was asked.
No, you. I like
listen,
what you
woman,
said last night
runs,
with the woman
women,
leading.
What,
I got your point with
do,
that
they
last
do.
Night.
It's
but
the
what's this with the dollar
said.
Meaning what? Because that could mean y'all talking about we spend too much. What y'all mean?
No. All right. Go,
that's what I'm
listen,
saying. Explain what y'all mean.
We're going to jump into another topic after Ron shut it down. Okay, shut it down, Ron.
Shut it down. The thing is, all right. Men follow women based on spending, all right? Because most things that men get a lot of money because they got to take care of women. You got to take care of women. You know what I mean? Oh, you know, you want to get to know
women.
Me. And it, No, it's not impressive. It's not impressive. It's to appease. To appease. You don't impress
you
women.
You got some dudes
you
that
never,
try to impress
you. The only woman you impress is your mother. Your mother or your grandmother.
We know that. I'm talking
about
your
daughter.
See,
now this is a whole nother level you talking on, so I need
that's
to
right.
hear this.
That's right.
I need to hear when it comes to, because I disagree already.
Listen. When it comes to the money, it's relationship situation. It's like, oh, hey, baby, you know, I like you and stuff like that. I want to get to know you. Okay, you want to get to know you? You know, we get together. Where you want to go? Or what would you like to do? Oh, I'd like to go here. I'd like to do this. Or you'd like to go to
this? Oh, no. Wait a minute. Hold on.
No. Listen.
These Negroes these days, they ask you where
no,
you want
baby,
to go
baby,
and
listen.
Never take
no,
you
no,
to go.
No, don't. See,
are
it's
you
emotional.
Me?
It's emotional. Listen, relax. Hold on.
Oh, I get you. Okay, yeah, maybe that's
hold on, hold on, hold on.
Wait,
they
wait,
never
you
never take
you
said
you relax.
Hold on now. We're talking
on,
about some
go.
Real
you
sensible.
Get in there soon
real,
enough,
some real
I'm going to mute myself.
You know what I mean? But no. We're talking about, like, you know, hey, where you like to go? Like, go here. Like, oh, he'll suggest some shit. Like, oh, I don't like it. She'll say, I don't want to go there. Okay. So what happens is if he got it, he'll do it. He'll take it to a such and such restaurant. So we're in New York City. Oh, New York City, he might want to take her to Dallas BBQ. She's like, no, I like Junior's. Okay, you take her to Junior's. He might never been to Junior's before. You know what I mean? Like, oh, shit, you know, got a little paper.
Okay,
you know?
So that's a little nice experience.
Listen. He takes her to Junior's. You know, takes her to Junior's. When you want to get together again? You know, now he got to take her out somewhere else. He's getting to know her. You know what I mean? So he got to take her out somewhere else. Next week, he can go somewhere else. You go to Harlem. I want to go to Sylvia. Sylvia's like, no, I want to go to Chocolate. Chocolate is way more expensive than Sylvia. But that's the case. Okay, shit don't work out. It breaks up. So he break up with her. He break away from her. So what happens is he meets another girl. And he's like, oh, you know, I know a place. I'll take you to Junior. So when he go to Junior. Do you understand what it's going? It's the
I
money.
Understand
it's
where it's going, what you're saying, because what it is that's his problem. He want to bounce from girl to girl to girl instead of maybe waiting
you're
his
missing,
90 days
out,
relaxing on
missing,
his funds, build back
missing,
up for that next date. That's why
no,
I'm like,
no,
how you talking
no,
about the guys
no.
follow the girls? Y'all don't be having y'all budget
no,
in your mind how
no,
much you
no,
plan
no,
on spending
no,
on this first date,
no,
and maybe
no,
there might
no,
be a second date
no.
if this one goes so good. No, then y'all definitely
no,
don't follow
no,
the woman
because no,
that's not what we
no, 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 no. No, no, no. You're missing the point. The point is the
don't
money.
Tell me the point.
The point.
The
point
money.
Is the
what about
money.
The money?
It's the money. The money thing. When I was coming up, when I was a teenager and I was dealing with older women, I never went out on a date until I met my ex-wife. I never went out on a date. But I was always invited by for dinner. I was always invited by for dinner. And I was fortunate enough to be a young man to run across women who could cook. You understand what I'm
saying?
Go ahead, Ray.
You take that one. Instead of going wanting to go out somewhere, we should get them in and say, oh, come on over and I'll cook for you.
No,
and
no,
that,
I'm
that'll
just
save
saying,
to do money, I guess.
No, it's not about saving the money. The thing is making a valid investment. See, it's like if you start off, if you start, you're thinking with your emotions. If you start off sensible, if you start off sensible, then when y'all get together, you actually have to
okay,
where to
brother.
Go.
No,
yeah,
no,
yes,
and
yes,
that's not the way to keep it, because you know what's going to end up happening. I'm already doing my spreadsheet on you right now. You done spent so much money on this, all these bunch of women, and then you find a nice, right woman that was within your means. So you done wasted millions on them chicks.
Listen, this is today's game.
Y'all not following. Y'all definitely not following the women need. Y'all following. Y'all trying to impress. Y'all trying to show that
no,
you know
it's
I'm
not.
Not,
it's not
I'm,
and
that's
and
what
that,
it's sounding
that,
like.
No, you're missing the point.
You're thinking.
You're emotional. You're
emotional.
I'm
not emotional.
Yes,
you are. Trust me.
The guy is catering to the female, saying, "Hey, if a dude really want to impress a chick, he's taking a Japanese. He want to, I'm going here. I'm spending money here. We're going to eat at the Four Seasons. Boom, we're going to eat at the hotel downtown.
All right, so in other words,
it's cheaper to
go to her house. It's a better investment.
It's a different time. It's a different time.
Yeah, but see,
that's all I'm saying. I did the comparison.
See, you're not. Ron, you're different. See, that's the thing. You're a different type of man who's on a different level. Like, that's what you would think. That's what you do. That's what you would do. Some of these other dudes out here would sit there and think, like, going to BBQs is classy. You know what I'm saying? And want to throw on a shirt and a tie.
You know, sometimes, it's not you got to go to
BBQs. You know like that.
You don't have to do any of the restaurants all
hey,
of the time,
hey,
but here and there once in a
I
while
like
to change the scenery.
You like BBQ?
Females like stuff like no, I'm saying
like
any rest listen
drinks,
to
though.
Me. Any
Fuck
restaurant this thing to change the scenery.
Yeah.
Change the scenery. It's a good idea from time to time.
Different.
You can do both and cook at home.
All right.
You know, you can do many
yeah,
different
but
things,
after,
trust me.
I mean yes you can. But I'm just saying like outings, like going out on dates and doing shit, it's not for the man, it's for the woman. So, especially when you're getting to know her. And being for the woman, and you're getting to know the woman, you're trying to make her happy. So when you're trying to make her happy, you're not trying to impress her. You're trying to get her at ease. So what you can do is set the course for her, hey, so if she wants to give in to me to give me sex, that's how these cats think. But at the same time, you follow the money. You're spending money here. You're spending money over there. You're spending money over there. It's not focused because we don't practice group economics. Now, I told one sister I was with because I stay in long-term shit. You know what I mean? One sister I was with, and I was like, oh, when we go to restaurants, because she, Libras like to go out. They always like to eat out and do shit. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's her thing. All right. You know, ain't my first Libra. You know, okay. So she, so this is what Libra women like to do, you know. Yeah. So it's like, yo, she's like, if I said like this, we're gonna go to different restaurants, but we're gonna go to Harlem. We're gonna spend money in Harlem. And we're gonna spend money at black restaurants. She said,
yeah,
okay,
that's cool. Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It's that type shit. You know what I mean? Her father knew somebody who worked at Chocolate, so it was like we went there and we ate for nothing. You know, I knew somebody that worked at this other joint that was on 135th.
Okay. You
know
I got what
you're
saying. So keep it black owned, in other words, or things like that.
It's shit like that. You know what I mean? So it's just shit like that. You know what I mean? If I open up a restaurant, you know, I want support of my people. I don't want support
of course. Sneakers. I got what you're saying with that, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't care. It's like you want to buy sneakers? Buy sneakers. But support our own. So, you know what I mean? So when we support our own, when the coronavirus from Queens comes up, it's like, okay, you know, we can do
leave
it.
Queens
like
alone. Leave Queens alone, man. What's wrong with you?
You know what I mean?
All right.
So go ahead.
All right, we got to go. Mm-hmm. We got to hit up another topic. Now, what's up, K-Dog? Right. We got to let K-Dog, throw some insight on this. So, all right, Brenda brought up this execution in Texas. What was it, Texas, right? Right? right, Red?
Not Alabama.
Yes.
Alabama.
No,
oh, Alabama. I'm sorry, Alabama.
Alabama.
I'm not Alabama.
Alabama.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, Texas had to say killings anyway. But, yeah, so this guy, oh, gosh, what was his name? Come on, Ray, you supposed to have that all
oh, my God. I forgot his name as well.
Yeah, the brother. I'm familiar.
Hold on, let me check my thing because it's a hot.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Yeah, let me check because I think blah blah blah. I forgot his name too.
Check your thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nathaniel Woods,
okay.
Guys. Nathaniel Woods.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. All
right. So Red came up with the topic about talking about Nathaniel Woods. Now apparently, this gentleman who was on death row, I guess I think the last 5-10 minutes before his execution, they granted him a stay of execution, but then they turned around and executed him anyway after that. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently his Cody, who claimed and still says to this day, well, I won't say claim, he said statement firmly he wasn't the shooter of the two police officers who they also say was, you know, involved in illegal activity. But he said vehemently, you know, he didn't do it. He wasn't the shooter. Yet they killed him anyway, and the other guy who claims he's the shooter is still alive. K-Dog, thoughts? Hit me with something on that. What do you think?
Okay, so let me get this straight. There was a shooting that happened.
In 2004, two police officers were allegedly executed by Nathaniel Woods.
Right. Nathaniel Woods, was there evidence that Nathaniel Woods was the actual shooter?
Well,
the actual co-defendant that did do the shooting, he told them that he had nothing to do with it. He was the one that killed the police officer.
Oh, so the co-defendant was the one who did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were both drug dealers.
Right, both of them were drug dealers.
Yeah. Apparently, it was some type of exchange situation that you know went wrong.
I think they raided. I think they raided it. I think they were trying to.
They
raided
them. Nathaniel Woods ran when his Cody had shot at the police. He had no weapon or anything. He just ran from the scene. He's pretty much just on the scene and should have just been charged with being on the scene, but they charged him with killing officer, even though he had no weapon.
You know, and this is the problem that I have with this, and I'm hearing it clearly now because I heard about it, but now that I'm hearing it clearly, why is it that Nathaniel Woods is being, what is the, if he had no weapon on him,
I got you right now, K-Dog. Officers were sent to the home to serve a misdemeanor warrant, but prosecutors said Woods, who was 27 at the time, set up an ambush that allowed Spencer to shoot. That was his co-defendant, shoot them multiple times.
Oh my
two
goodness.
Officers, Carlos Owen, Harley Chisholm III, and Charles Bennett were killed while a fourth officer at the scene was shot but survived. Spencer admitted to shooting the officers but said it was in self-defense because the officers were assaulting Woods, an assertion that the judge did not permit at trial. Two of the officers who were killed were later accused by another drug dealer, at Woods' home of being involved in a corrupt scheme that protected dealers in exchange for money. The Birmingham police declined to comment on the allegation, of course. Okay.
Yeah. So, of course they're going to sweep it under the rug because you know what? This is the thing when it comes to police officers and drug dealers. It has been a long corruption. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows about it because it's like, you know, money exchange and, you know, they see all that, police officers see all that money, yet they'll do something dirty and sweep it under the rug and make it look like you know, make it seem like, oh, well, yeah, they're the drug dealers. They're the bad guys. We need to do something about that. They'll either kill the drug dealer to cover it up, you know, just to save themselves.
Right. But my thing is, my thing is, and, you know, maybe somebody can help me out with this one. How is it that he, now the guy is saying that he shot them. He's admitting.
Right.
He's saying, I did it.
Then why is Musk getting punished for it?
He's still alive. He's still alive.
And Woods is executed.
Well,
and
I'm going to tell you, you know why?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, you know why? Because he was misrepresented. Misrepresented. And according to the article as well, they're stating that he wasn't told, he was told misinformation. So instead of him taking a plea deal, and which he should have did, they gave him misinformation because he's thinking, okay, well, I wasn't the shooter, you know, then they're not going to really do anything to me, maybe give me a couple of years. He's supposed to take a plea deal, but what I read, it said in Alabama, their law, even though if you weren't the shooter and you were with the person that was the shooter, you still can be, you know, executed or whatever.
Damn. Well, from what I read,
Alabama.
Well, from what
Alabama's
I read,
not,
yeah, he,
so
Alabama's not a Commonwealth.
Alabama's not a Commonwealth, neither. True. Well, another article that I read, apparently he was told one thing. They wanted to give him a plea deal, and he said no. He's like, I'm not going to cop a plea to something that he didn't do.
He
took it to trial and basically lost big time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, despite the fact that his co-defendant he didn't do it. He didn't want to hear it. Now, me personally,
and even the fourth cop told the one that's alive even said that he didn't have anything to do. Like, he was saying that he didn't have anything to do with it.
So, guys, you guys are missing a huge point when what you just said. He gets convicted. When you're convicted, you have 3 times to appeal. If none of this information was preserved on record and so forth, they cannot fight anything. So whatever was found guilty in trial will stand. They'll keep denying it. And we're missing a bigger picture. Alabama, it's proper to do executions. It's the same thing as lynching. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So here you got an innocent man that everybody, including, you said, one of the cops, Brother B, said that it was not him. All right. Why wasn't he just charged for being maybe accessory to or something of that sort? But you charge him with full-blown murder because whoever represented him, I'm sure probably was, what, one of those state-paid lawyers or whatever the case may be. They weren't concerned about winning this case. They was probably concerned about convicting this black man, lynching him, who cares? Another black man going,
I mean,
we do it all day.
They were going to serve a warrant on him, and then he winds up in the situation. I mean, me personally, I think he knew something. And because for his co-defendant to admit it and say, I shot those cops, and for him to still be alive and him dead,
Meanwhile, the other guy's dead. That's not fair at all.
He had to know something. He had to know something, and somebody was like, yo, you got to do away
with
right.
that. Yeah, that's true.
Because the other guy knew something that went down, because this is the whole thing. Why is he getting executed? And he wasn't even the actual shooter, which the co-defendant admitted to the shooting, but yet he gets executed and the other guy's still alive. Something's wrong here. Something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Ron,
that doesn't make any sense.
Anything to add?
No, I ain't nothing to add. I stay away from the court system. I stay away from, you know, only time I see drug dealers and stick up men is at my job. And they come to my job to spend money. I stay away from the streets. I stay away from the court system. And the easiest way for black men and women to stay away from the court system, don't do damage as a Moor. Don't do damage to nobody's property, and don't do damage to nobody. Those are the two things. Once I learn that, I'll never go back to court again. I don't ever go back to no court. I don't sell no drugs, you know, which is damaging property, because people are United States government. We are property to the government. You know what I mean? So my focus is other things. Like, once you're in jail, I can't help you. You know what I mean? You got all these people out here telling you not to go to jail, and you go in jail. Like, my man, he's like, oh, you know, like, his whole situation, like, the brother's whole situation is, like, that's fucked up because he got executed. for some shit he might not have done. But people, places, and things. What kind of people and certain kind of places doing certain kind of things? I'm like, my man, you need to reevaluate your life. You know what I mean? I know it's rough out here for brothers. I know you may have to think about doing shit that, you know what it is. You know what I mean? But no, my nigga. This is one thing we learn from the women. You know what I mean? The women don't be out here. They don't be, a lot of them don't be out here doing crazy shit like that. A lot of women find a way. They find a way not to do the bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like men have to find a way. Brothers got to find a way not to do the bullshit so you can focus on the real shit. You know what I mean? It's every fucking year, every 2 years, every 4 years, you're talking about some motherfucker that did some wrong, he's wrong. No, you in jail, nigga. You in jail for a certain reason. You're supposed to be above and beyond reproach because you're a black man. Your name is supposed to be coming up in no bullshit about being around, going to jail. Motherfucker, you come up to the top, come up to me with handcuffs. I look at him right and left, like, who the fuck you coming up to? You didn't see me do nothing, nigga. Fuck out of here. Somebody else said something, get the fuck out of here. Either you arrested me or I'm not under arrest. Get the fuck out of here. You didn't see me do shit.
You got to love his energy. You got to love
him. Well, for real.
Listen, brother, I said love the energy. I ain't say you said anything wrong. I said, you got to love the energy, man. I ain't say you said anything wrong. I said, love the energy.
But
with that being said, because I kind of got to, we were talking on our I guess, sister show, The Absolute Truth, that come on Monday night, 10 p.m., I'm sorry. I'll be so messed up on Monday. So
yeah,
work, 10
p.m.,
anyway.
Man.
You don't send me no invite for that.
No, I would have to share when they send me. I have to share it.
Oh, okay. Because I'm black.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm black.
We all brown. Oh,
man.
We all was on the ship.
Seriously, man.
But you know, Hot Rod had brought up something yesterday, and one of the topics on his show was about the boys that stomp the girl.
Oh, that's stupid.
And my thing is. My thing is, why do we not have a fear? Why do some of our youth, a lot of our men, black men, not have a fear of the prison system? Why?
They don't fear their parents.
And that's the whole problem. They don't fear any type of authority anymore. And I'm not talking about police or anything. Well, I mean, you know, it's a difference or a reason why they don't fear police or anything like that. But these kids have no – these young people have no fear. And once again, it's also about, like I said, clout chasing. It's about, oh, I have to get a reputation of doing something. I have to have attention. I'm doing this for attention.
It's stupid.
Now,
listen,
I remember back in the days when we were younger, dudes did something to get a rep. We understand that. But once again, with the social media age, it's like, I want to be seen. Look at what I did. I really want to. Like, you heard word of mouth when dudes did stuff. You heard word of mouth. Or even when chicks did things, you heard about word of mouth. Now it's like, oh, social media, oh, I'm going to put me on live. Put me on this. I want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
They have no fear. They don't have fear of anything. And like I said,
especially parents
or any type of authority, they have no fear. They don't care about
parents.
Is this red? Yes.
Yeah. You're right. When I was coming up, my mother. Listen. No, because there's another woman. I didn't want to confuse y'all.
Oh.
When I was coming up, my mother put the fear in the garden. Lady T sound like she'll cut you.
Red sound like she like having fun.
Cut me.
Okay.
Cut me.
Not just you, Ron. Cut anybody. Cut me, cut you, cut a snake.
I'm
not trying to go to jail.
I doubt it.
What you saying, brother?
Red.
Yeah.
My mother put the fear of God in me. She put the fear of God in me. Before them streets. You know what I mean? So it was like, I think I might have been like, 8 years old, 9 years old. I think I stole from Genovese drugs.
Oh,
them niggas was like, them niggas was like, yo, we need to call your mother. I was like, oh no, don't call my mother. Call my aunt.
You tell these kids now, and I've seen it for a number of years, you tell these kids now, oh, I'm going to tell your mother, they be like, oh, go ahead and tell her. They want to go ahead and tell her.
Yeah, this is the fear of God.
They don't have no fear. They don't have any fear in their parents anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
why
I'm like, you know what? I'd rather be your friend than parents, or I'd rather be your friend than be your parent. Oh, I want to be, oh, he don't like me today, so I'm going to be nice. Nah, the hell, I don't care.
Whose phone
don't
has
like.
An echo? Somebody's phone got an echo.
I think it might be mine, but go ahead, but yeah, like it got so bad I got arrested at 33 for selling CDs and DVDs. And I just told my mother like 5 years ago. She said, why didn't you call me? Because you said when I was 13, if I ever get in some shit, never call you.
Don't call me.
And I was 33. Right,
she said, don't call me.
She said, don't call you. And I didn't call. I called my ex-wife. I called my ex-wife, let her know where I was at for a few days. You know what I mean? But that's what my mother did. My mother put the fear of God in the nigga, man. You know what I mean?
Right, and at the end of the day, it's like, I don't understand why it took all of those boys just to get a pair of goddamn sneakers from one girl.
That was stupid.
Y'all could have sent them to... My thing is, we had, like, back in the day, like, three from our time, they would be like, oh, I ain't doing that. Yo, I'm going to get my sisters to do it or something like that. I mean,
exactly.
I've had seen some females do that to her, and then a whole bunch of dudes. Like,
I'm like, what is you going to do, my nigga? What is you going to do with female sneakers, my nigga? What is it going to do?
You know what's bad about it? From what I heard that there was a fight that happened. The girl got into a fight, and what do you know? That was retaliation for a fight, but still, that's stupid. You guys, y'all a bunch of boys. How is it y'all stomping out a girl? That says a lot about you as a boy. Stomping
Absolutely.
Out a girl, seriously? That's dumb.
Yeah,
and you know what? Everything is caught on camera. Everything's on camera. Their faces were on camera when they did that dumb.
Yeah, listen. I remember back
their
in the
parents,
day.
Their parents had to turn them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, check this out. And correct me if I'm wrong. But I remember back in the day, certain words held weight. Somebody called you a sucker. You had to do something.
Yeah.
Or you had to prove yourself to not be that sucker. Somebody's calling you a punk or calling you this, that, and the third. Nowadays, you say certain things to these cats and they ride with it because it's okay. Those weren't boys. All of them were punks. All of them were suckers. But the sad part is they're proud
of
that. They're proud to be suckers. They're proud to be punks.
Stupidness.
You know what I'm saying? And doing what they did. They feel they did something. Some of them may regret it. Some of them may not. But the whole thing is this. If you think that was okay, then there's definitely something wrong with you and the way you grew up. But you're a punk. Back, it's like what Red said. Back in the days, you ain't do nothing like that. If it was that case, you go get your sister and her friends, or y'all
exactly.
was going to jump a boy, but y'all wasn't going to jump no chick.
No, I wasn't
jumping no girl.
Like,
that
you shouldn't even be called a boy. You suckers. But once again, there's a pride. There's pride in that. They don't care anymore.
That's a sucker.
They're like everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just like dudes out here, they make 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 kids with 8 different women, and they talk about, well, yeah, I'm a man. Well, I hope
you're not a
man that's taking care of your kids. I hope you're that man that's taking care of your kids. I mean, hey, if you had 4, 5, 6 different failed relationships that you had kids with, fine, but as long as you take care of yours, it's good. But don't sit here and think you're a man just because you're able to help make a scene. Don't think you're a man because you out here getting, you know what I'm saying, you're getting a little bit of bread. Because, you know, being a man encompasses more than that. Being a woman encompasses more than just being sensual and sexual and everything else. We just got a lot of shit twisted. And, you know,
it goes back to clout chasing, ego tripping. It's on an ultimate high. You need somebody to pat your back, boost your self-esteem with all these lives and everything that you need to go on with the nonsense. So, I don't know. It's really sad.
But you know what's crazy, T? Everybody up here that's talking right now are probably the problem more than the solution in other people's eyes. You know why? Because we're the ones, we're the dinosaurs, as Red used to say. The way we think has become or is becoming extinct. So we're the ones that are crazy for thinking the way we think. And society is like, well, no, this is the proper way to do it. Not the way you guys used to do it. This is the way it is now. So it's okay for a group of boys to jump a girl, even though everybody will get mad for the moment, but no one's going to do anything to change it.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They're still going to go to jail. The system is still going to make money off of them. You got Cuomo, and, of course, I would never use this hand sanitizer thing. They're using inmates to make hand sanitizer. No. Not using it.
And he claims today it's inmates didn't make it, So I don't know.
But
listen, guys, it's not up for sale anyway. It's for government and state facilities.
Yeah.
It's not up for sale.
I ain't using it.
Some daggone hand sanitizer. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not using it. But once again, somebody has to capitalize off of somebody else's downfall.
Off of fear and ignorance.
That's
what they capitalize off of, but. You know, the way we, you know, just like you said, the way we think of, like, even, my sons, they, you know, when certain things happen with their friend, like, when they see certain behaviors with their friends, they get kind of annoyed. And I'm like, you know why you get annoyed? Because you weren't raised like that. I said, you can tell who's been raised a certain way and who hasn't. And it's not, those things are not normal to you. They think what they're doing is normal, but it's not normal to you because you haven't seen that type of behavior growing up. You haven't seen that when you see it, it's just like, yo, why they do so-and-so? You know, they get kind of annoyed, like, why so-and-so? I'm like, because this is how they race. They think that's like, for instance, the toxic relationship. They think, I'm just thinking about that today, like, these young people think that toxic relationship, that's relationship goals. No, the hell are they? Where y'all getting that from?
These dumbass reality shows.
All that fighting back and forth, and oh, if he's standing by my car yelling at my window, and I'm just no, that's not a relationship goal. That's toxic. That's something that can turn into domestic violence eventually, or anything like that. But these young ladies think that's cute. Oh, he got mad at me and punched me in my eyeball. But you know what? When he got fired, he took me out on that. Are you kidding me?
In my eyeball. In my eyeball.
If anything, he still had the damn black eye. You ain't gonna give me no damn black eye. But I mean, I wouldn't want to do that either. But I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. They think that those type of relationships are normal. And like I told my son, yo, that's not normal. Because you never
but you
seen
know what?
Anything like that. That's not normal.
But see, Red, damn, Red, you good. Because basically you just described how everybody on this, you know, on this call right now is feeling. Because the whole thing is this. We weren't raised like that. So that's why we're frustrated. Mm-hmm. At times, with what goes on in society and what goes on in our communities and stuff like that, because we weren't raised like that.
Yeah. We weren't
exactly.
We weren't raised like that, but the conditions were different. So now the conditions are different for the kids. The conditions are different for the kids. The conditions are different for the kids. So the kids don't respond differently.
It's a new age now.
Nothing is new. Nothing is new under the sun.
No, I know that, but let me just say this.
How does integrity and self-worth and, like self-esteem, like, I'm not following the crowd. I don't need to follow the crew. I'm
exactly.
The crew. If you want to be down with me, we're not doing no stupid stuff.
Exactly.
Whatever happened to that? I didn't have a friend that was the stupidest thing that one of my friends did. The stupidest thing was the MTA bus when they used to jump on the back of the MTA bus and be riding it. Until that was it. Yeah, one of our friends in junior high school actually slid under that joint and passed.
Wow.
And it wasn't funny no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that was the
exactly.
only Oh, my bad. Or graffiti. Well, let me count my years just to make sure I'm not okay incriminating myself. But graffiti. You know,
what
is
all up there?
You know?
Yeah, we used to, you know, graffiti and all that. But then after,
come on,
like
tagging your name.
I used to write on the train.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. But that's the stupidest thing that I could think that I've done.
For me growing up, in especially in the household that I grew up in, it was like a man strict household. Now, growing up in a Haitian household, they taught you in a Haitian way. Like you did something out of line, you got your ass whooped. And one thing my mother taught me is this: is that you never follow a group. You see someone doing something stupid, don't follow it, because you're gonna, at the end of the day, when they're getting in trouble, you're gonna get in trouble.
Well, you know what?
Right.
One of the issues is the fact that mothers nowadays ain't the same age as the mothers that we had.
Exactly.
Mothers,
they're young.
Mothers
are
becoming
y'all
mothers.
Keep saying
they
that, but they actually are. They guys, they actually, y'all need to really do the math. They actually
the
were.
Math?
They actually were. I'm thinking my mother is 20 years older than me. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
22 years older than me. 21, sorry. And it's about the same thing as these kids. It's the same age gap. But what are these moms telling them, though? That's the thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Are they taking
like,
the drama and disciplining and dropping jewels here and there? I used to hear jewels from my grandmother. At 5 and 6 years old, words that I didn't realize till I was 13, but I knew what
she was
talking about and remembered.
She was dropping jewels. Now
she was dropping jewels. That's my point.
They got, but right now they rocking with cubic zirconias. They rocking with cubic zirconias now.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no real jewels. Ain't
no
jewels behind that. They rock with cubic zirconias. That's the problem. Some of them don't even have the experience or haven't had life put the pressure on them to even become the diamonds that some women out here are or some people out here are. They don't know nothing about pressure.
Let me tell you
pressure
something.
To
some
them
people
is like, oh, waiting for a train.
Some
I see it every day
that.
Where I work at. I see it every day where I work at. No patience. Oh, I only been here 5 minutes. Nobody ain't served me. Yo, relax, man. Like, you only been here two minutes, actually, not five. But still, it's only 5 minutes. You can wait. Oh, nah, I got stuff to do. What, you going to go back home and sit your ass in front of Moy Povich? Sit your ass down. Shut up. No patience. It's the microwave. It's
That's
the microwave
word.
Effect, man. Everything has to be right now. Right now.
And what they used to put in the microwave back in the crack years, in the 80s, in the 90s, what they used to put in the microwave, they put crack.
Yep.
So yeah, crack babies becoming 30. Becoming 30.
Yeah, I mean, listen to the ones that survived. They out here. They out here, man.
The system
is taking care of them, and our tax dollars are going into the system that's taking care of them.
It comes back to group economics. When you do the group shit. And you formulate your communities different, then you don't have some of the problems that they have. Like the Jews, they nasty. They got them little diseases popped up all over the place. But when you go into their communities, you go into a real Jewish community, ain't nobody selling drugs in their corner. They don't have liquor stores in their community. When you go to, they don't have shit open for 24 hours. They ain't got nobody hanging out on the street. And you don't hear a lot of police cars over there. They police their community.
They police their own stuff.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And they got ambulances.
Mm-hmm.
No, because they
you know
got it.
I mean?
You know what it is? They take care of their own. They look out for their own.
They
take care of their home, and they got hidden secrets within their culture. So
they're not perfect. They're not perfect.
I'm not even going to get into that.
But what it is,
well, listen,
they
you
have
can't.
Their,
we got
they
10
have
seconds
their own
left.
Shit. making their own shit. They in their own shit. Niggas got to get their own shit. Negroes got to get their own shit.
I agree. Brother Ron, it's always a pleasure. Hey, dog. Red, it's always a pleasure. Let's do this again next week.
Yeah.
Yo, once again, Absolute Truth, Monday nights, 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio.
You didn't even shout out Lady T later, though.
Shout out to Lady T.
Lady T gets the special outro. Lady T.
No, whatever.
Chicken sandwich. Peace.
Whatever.
See you guys.
A sandwich?
See you later.
He said a sandwich.
Peace out, y'all.